Simon & Schuster Audio presents Mr. Humble and Dr. Butcher, A Monkey's Head, The Pope's Neuroscientist, and The Quest to Transplant the Soul by Brandi Scilacce, read by Jean Ann Douglas. Author's Note: There are times when a story finds you, and not the other way around. This one begins with a telephone call from an old friend. A friend who happens to be a brain surgeon. Dr. Michael DeGiorgia invites me to his small square office on the campus of Cleveland's Case Western Reserve University. When I arrive, he kindly asks me to take a seat, because some stories are better told when you aren't in danger of falling over. "I'd like to show you something," he says, reaching into his bottom desk drawer. It's a shoebox, slightly worn. He slides the unassuming package across the desk, and I lift the lid with some eagerness and a touch of trepidation. "It's not a brain, is it?" I ask. "No," he tells me. "Or at least, not exactly." A computation notebook, faded and brown and labeled Massachusetts Institute of Technology, lies on top. The name Robert J. White has been written on the front. As I turn the pages, I see cramped writing, old glue, and spots of rust here and there. "Probably mouse blood," Michael says. "It's an experimental record." I hold in my hands notes from a long journey, one that would take its creator from early experiments on mice and dogs to bizarre surgeries on monkeys, and a daring attempt to relocate the still-living brain. "He tried to transplant a head?" I ask. "He didn't try," Michael corrects me. "He succeeded, and no one has ever really told the tale. At least, not until now." What follows is perhaps the strangest story I have ever encountered. It's ample proof of the old adage that the most peculiar tales are often the truest, and that the most haunted and fertile story ground lies inside the human mind, with all its curiosity, desire, daring, and dread. Introduction. Meet the Resurrection Men. The brain. 3 pounds of gelatinous convolutions and 100 billion nerves, invisible in its machinations, but responsible for all we think, all we do, and all we are. So long as we have our consciousness, then we are we.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?